We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on WFAN The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
All right, BT and Sal on The Fan. Sal is out, and Sal, if you're listening, don't take this the wrong way. I really don't like when my partner's out because I genuinely love working with him. But thank God, if he's going to be out, thank God he is out today, because the stupid trumpets and the King Cone nonsense that he would have been playing would probably force me to jump out the window.
Oh, he's back, BT! He's back!
However, I got to tell you something. I love what the Mets did, and not just because they got a real professional stick behind Pete Alonso. That's the obvious stuff. C-Mac is in. Chris, what the Mets have done is showed adaptability. They had a plan. They went to camp. They wanted to give Vientos a shot. Obviously, what they saw, they didn't like. They got their guy at their price. Kind of a masterclass here by the New York Mets going into the season.
Oh, masterclass.
Yeah, I got to be honest with
you. Okay, well,
listen, I like it.
I don't hate it, but let me ask you a question. Where you say flexibility, I say, what happened to the plan? I mean, they had a plan. It was an all-time great plan. We talked about this plan forever. They were all pleased with the plan. The fan base bought into the plan. Everybody was big on the plan. What happened to the plan? Now, where did Vientos at bats come from? You say they're already determined? That we were supposed to get a long look, right? He's going to come in, Stearns. He's going to get a real feel for this organization. He's going to get a glimpse of this young talent because, hey, you got to if you're going to build up an organization. That's what we've been spoon-fed for months. And then you tell me now, with a couple of spring training bats under his belt, which, by the way, he has hit four home runs, suddenly already we're ready to pivot from the plan. And now the great Evan Roberts, who's a more tapped-in Met fan than anybody else on the planet, is like, well, the last roster spots between Vientos and Stewart. Now he might not even get a roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
So much for the plan. What a great plan.
Well, but here's the
thing. It lasted all of a month.
Listen, I don't know what everybody else was saying. I know what I was saying. That's all I care about.
Right.
And what I was saying was, what the New York Mets can't do going into next season is not have answers. Like,
right.
So on some level, I certainly, on every level, I know what you're saying. On some level, I actually kind of agree. Like, this was supposed to be a laboratory for Vientos, for Beatty. Get the answers. They're either in or you move on. However, I actually think it's harder to have a plan and be committed to it, right, and then see something that is so counter to what you need to see happen, mm-hmm, that you blow it up. The easiest thing to do is sit there and say, well, you know, Vientos, he strikes out all the time. I know he's got a couple of home runs, as you said, but he doesn't look like a professional hitter, in my opinion, and I think in theirs. So for them to say, yeah, a week before the start of the season, mm-hmm, we gave it a shot, not the guy, we got a chance to get a stud DH, we're going for it. I think that's an impressive move by the Mets, not some wild inconsistencies in their plan.
You see, now here's where, that's what, because I like the move because I never liked the plan, but the plan was the plan. And now you've diverted from the plan, and you can't tell me Vientos now. You went into this whole thing backed on the idea of seeing these young kids, and now you've backed off of it. Which means one thing, this year matters, bro. Of course it matters. And it should have been like this the whole time. And I'm sorry if I'm not going to take out the pom-poms and wave them for the great Steve Cohen because he finally came to his senses and stopped this ridiculous plan. But, I mean, it's just, to me, you say flexibility, I get it. To me, this was more about the foolishness of the plan from the beginning, the outright, you know, the idea that this year never mattered and we're going to see these kids. Bunch of BS. They saw him for 2 weeks,
but see, Matt,
and now they decided they can't see him anymore. What a look Vientos got.
Chris, let me ask you this. By the way, 877-337-6666. Let me ask you this. What is, less acceptable to a fan base.
Mm-hmm.
To have a plan that doesn't seem to be the right plan, or to have a plan, identify that it may have been the wrong plan, and do something about
it. Yeah, I know, but let me. But what makes it? What makes the plan today wrong? Like, that's what I want to know.
I don't think that they. I don't think that they think Vientos is as good as they thought. They watch him every day.
Was it? Did King Cohen finally get a price tag?
No, it's Steve.
But Sal tweeted out the picture of the crown.
He can tweet any of the emojis.
I'm assuming he's still got some pull around here.
I can't control his Twitter account. We do control this half of the room. So the rule has been established.
Okay.
You get Juan Soto, you bust out the crown. You got J.D. Martinez, you're going to get 5-6 more wins. Let's not go nuts.
But that's the point. Was it the plan? Or they finally got to a number they were willing to avoid the plan.
Okay, but even if it's that, why is that a bad thing?
No, it's not that it's necessarily a bad...
They got 70 cents on the dollar, hit 33 bombs a year ago.
And I think it vastly improves the team. But now what do you... I mean, these were questions that had to be asked. This is a one-year deal. This doesn't help the plan at all. We would talk... I mean, the plan has been the focus of the offseason. I've been arguing for Montgomery. I could see how that helps this and the plan.
Yeah.
All this does is help this season and take away at bats from a guy you've told me it's important to get a look at. Now you're not going to get a look at him. This move doesn't help the plan. This is a complete deviation from everything else we've heard all offseason. And that's fine. I don't disagree with some of your points, but excuse me if I don't applaud them for their knack they had to suddenly get out of the plan and their adaptability. To me, it sounds like they got scared of the plan, and Cohen said, well, I mean, that's a number I'm comfortable with.
I love it. I really think, listen, I've been lukewarm on the Mets all winter. You guys listen to the show, you know that. Me and Sal go tooth and nail over this, and not to be because I'm a Yankees guy and he's a Mets guy, because genuinely, and he even conceded, it's like, dude, what do you expect out of this team? But think about what's transpired in the last day.
Yeah.
So you finally have real protection for Pete. You've made the lineup. You've lengthened it. It's certainly more cyclical. And I would venture to guess that there's going to be 2 or 3 months when we look back on the 2024 season where J.D. Martinez, in terms of power, OPS, those things, is the absolute best hitter on the Mets. Mm-hmm. Because you know Lindor's going to have a month or two, probably early, where he's cold. You know, Pete's going to strike out a little bit. Nimmo's fairly consistent. But they brought in something that they needed. And then you couple this with the Senga news. Chris, I'm not going nuts here, but because they can't shine the Braves shoes. Philly's better.
Sure.
Dodgers are good, even with the Ohtani stuff, which we'll get back to a little bit later. And Yamamoto looks awful. Giants have a pretty good staff. We love that. But the Mets, at least now, and I couldn't say this a week ago.
Yeah.
Going into the season with Diaz, with Senga hopefully on the mend, Severino pitching well, you got some sticks. I mean, at least there's some real optimism. Legitimate optimism.
Well, and that's what makes me laugh about the Met fan today, because, like I said, they were on the plan. They told me over and over again, take hundreds of calls in the overnight, the plan. I don't want J.D. Martinez. He doesn't have a glove. He's going to limit Vientos at bats. We have to find out these answers. Now they signed Vientos, and woo, we're all pumped for the season. And rightfully so, they should be more pumped for the season because it helps them. But here's the question. I don't think they're ready yet. This is, if you're going to deviate from the plan, the great Steve Cohen, I won't call him King Cohen,
Why is he great?
Well, again, I'm throwing some superlatives. It's something about, sitting in this chair.
Steve Cohen? What the hell's he done?
I'm just trying to, I'm trying to portray it as the way he's been portrayed by fans.
I
know it is. Jeez, you're going back at me. It's clearly tongue in cheek. You should know tongue in cheek.
Why is your face red already?
Because I was walking out in the cold, and I typically don't walk out in the cold.
You've been in the studio for an hour.
The lights are bright in here.
Yeah. That's what happens when you get out.
Well, because I can't say the word great without being attacked. I'm trying to figure out.
Go for it, brother. Go for it. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Okay, no need to apologize.
Go for it.
All right, so the great Steve Cohen has once said, he's once been quoted as,
yes,
if I'm going to go over the luxury tax, why go over it a little bit? I'm going to blow right past it. Uh-huh. So here we are. If we are willing to deviate from the plan, and clearly this is a deviation. You want to call it a pivot? We can call it whatever we want.
What's the difference? It's the same thing.
It's a deviation. It's a deviation from the plan.
It's a pivot.
Well,
no,
a pivot.
Come on, man.
It's a straight-up deviation. No, it's not. It's not a pivot from the plan. Is the plan wasn't working. This is throwing the plan out, and that's fine. You can't tell me you know Vientos isn't going to hit, or you know anything more about Vientos. That's not what the Mets have been telling us for weeks. We wanted to get a look at this guy. This is a straight deviation from the plan. It's not a pivot where Vientos went down. Mm-hmm. Vientos is still there hitting four home runs, being the same guy he's always been. We were going to get a look at him. This is a straight deviation from the plan. So if you're going to deviate on a one-year deal for a bat that I agree with you makes them a far better team, why stop now? Why stop now? They still need the Senga good news. Great. Mm-hmm. You just told me you've already made a decision on Vientos in spring training. Now, all of a sudden, the same thing. We're going to continue that thought process. And Severino's going to have this phenomenal year because he's had a great spring. The guy can't stay healthy.
They need another starting pitcher. And by the way,
Need another starting pitcher. Just stop here. Go.
I think Severino's going to be good, not because he's had a good spring, but because he's got electric stuff that he was tipping off a year ago. Because the radar gun never went down.
Right.
The usage rate never went down. The reliance on certain... his stuff was there. Right. If he was throwing 93...
Sure.
If there was a discernible dip in velo, like Rodon a year ago in the spring.
Yeah.
It's different. He was always cranking 97.8 miles per hour. If you know what's coming, you can smash it.
Do you think the Yankees are stupid?
Yes, with certain things.
The
Yankees are beyond reproach?
No,
stop.
Of course not.
I thought I was a Yankee homer. The Yankees do nothing wrong.
No, of course not.
Come on, Chris.
But my point is, this has been a talking point for forever. You make it sound like it's an easy fix. Stop tipping your pitches. The Yankees have probably been talking to him the entire second half of the season.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
See this? Okay. Well, you think they're stupid. I just don't think they're as brilliant and as flawless as you do, evidently. But from your chair, you can see a guy throwing 99 miles an hour. He wasn't throwing 93 last year. He was throwing 99 last year.
I understand, but if you're doing something that alerts the team that it's coming, it doesn't matter if he's throwing 109.
But what I'm saying is you make it sound like it's easy fix.
It is.
Okay.
Then
why wasn't it fixed last year?
Well, maybe because the Yankees aren't good at everything. That's why.
Okay. So the Mets have the market cornered on how to fix tipping a pitcher. Maybe he falls into bad habits. Maybe he's predictable.
Possible. Listen,
still an issue.
And by the way, Chris, maybe the answer is somewhere in between. But the bottom line is this: you wake up today, a week before spring training, you got your number five hitter. You got somebody to get Alonzo's back. You got a puncher's chance to do so. This team, 3 weeks ago, in all sincerity, I was lamenting even watching this team past April because I thought they would be bad. And I don't think that now. It doesn't mean that I'm going to be right.
Right.
It means they got a chance to be interesting, which at this point, we will take. 877-337-6666. BT and Sal. C-Mac is in the house today. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Friends of Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Okay.
Did you two think I was sitting this one out? The king is back. Season back on. No way, BT. I'm letting you two Yankee homers sit there on a day where we should be celebrating the king, King Cohen, getting a DH. Finally, we have a season to be excited for.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All bow down to the king, Cohen.
Yep. They could have signed the seventh bullpen arm, and Sal would have still played the music just to get away from boxing up his house and get away from his family.
Not even my wife is going to stop me today. Hey, honey, you go to Lowe's. You get the boxes. I got a deal with BT and C-Mac about the king, J.D. Martinez. It happened. Yeah. I don't even believe it. Look what a brilliant move by the king, waiting this out. $4.5 million deferred money. They get a guy finally. This is a real hitter. 33 homers, over 100 ribbies. Vientos, see you later. Back to the minors. Met season back on, baby.
I love it. Yeah. Sal, you should be pumped, man. I feel it. We can hear it, obviously. I don't think you're wrong. There's something to be enthused about. I'm with you.
I'm excited.
Excited about the plan. That's my only point. You guys were as excited about the plan. Mm. Over and over again, how smart Cohen is. You got to get a look at these guys. We're going to build through the farm system. We're going to have an idea about these guys. You can't continue to ask these questions. J.D. Martinez locks up the DH spot. I want to be able to use that for Alonzo. I want to be able to use that for Alvarez. I have a bunch of different stuff I could use that spot for. It doesn't make sense. He doesn't have a glove. And then today it's... just as you said, Cohen is back.
I was accepting of the plan. I didn't like it, but I was actually, you know what I did?
I did like the Mets did. I lowered my expectations. I didn't think they were going to get him. Right. I believed they were going to go into the season with Vientos, who I've been saying for months is crap. I don't want to watch Mark Vientos. I made fun of that lineup yesterday. McNeil hitting fourth. What are you kidding me? Vientos, Beatty, Bader, automatic outs. You put Martinez in there. And for the record, let me be clear. I don't even love J.D. Martinez because I worry about him being older and falling off the cliff eventually. However, this is a low-risk move. It is a high reward. It's not like he's 3 years removed from a big season. Last year he had a big season. It's exactly what they need. And even if it doesn't work out, it still gets Met fans excited. Less than a week from opening day, we're back on, baby. Let's go, Mets. Hey, BT, play that song, baby. Yeah. Play that song.
Yep, yep.
Have a good show, guys.
No, Sal, hold on. Before we let you go, so, you know, you broke the rule, which is a problem.
He's a king, BT. Acting like a king.
Sal.
I would have been in full gear today if I were there. Crown
Sal,
and all.
Sal, you broke the rule.
Oh, BT, this is just the beginning, baby. Hey, maybe Howell will follow suit. Hey, Howell, wake up. Go get Jordan Montgomery. You need a pitcher. Steve Cohen doesn't care about the tax threshold.
Get him out of here. Now he starts morphing into his Yankee stuff. Now we don't need to deal with him. I'll deal with him on Tuesday when he gets back. All right, Sal, good luck boxing up. How about that? Go to Lowe's and get your own boxes. I got a DH. Good stuff. 877-337-6666. Gabe is in Wayne, BT and Sal. Chris C-Mac is in for Sal. What's going on, Gabe?
Thanks for taking the call, guys.
What's up, Gabe? Sal.
So,
C-Mac, yes,
I totally disagree, man. I'm real sorry, but listen, as a Yankee fan, I'm jealous of what the Mets just did.
Listen.
I don't care if it's a deviation from the plan.
Yeah, jealous of cheerleaders at college night.
I don't care jealous. What you call it. I could care less. But listen, at the end of the day, the Yankees had a plan, right? The Yankees had a plan. Gerrit Cole's going to be our ace, and then we're going to bring in Rodon, he's going to have a better year. Stroman for reinforcements, blah, 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 blah. Cole goes down. Pivot. I don't care what the plan was from Jump Street. Pivot.
Yeah, but you just said Cole went down. Cole went down. Where is the point? Where is the point for the Mets where Cole went down and they were forced to pivot?
Vientos wasn't hitting the way they wanted it.
It's spring training. Get out of here. It's spring training. You're saying they went into the season with the plan. And first of all, I'm sorry. I can't take it. I can't take jealous of J.D. Martinez at $4 million. You're jealous? J.D. Martinez would be the sixth best hitter on the Yankees. Stop it. Now, the plan is to see Vientos and Beatty and see what you have there. I was always against the plan. I want to make it sure. I make sure everyone hears it because I've been saying it every single night, five nights a week. I hated the plan. I always despised the plan. This year matters, bro. It comes out of my mouth 10 times a show. I love the move, but I'm still I'm bothered by the Sals of the world who will now tell me what a great job they did getting a player that nobody else in Major League Baseball wanted, that his market collapsed all the way down to $4 million and will pay it in 10 years. And now we're all going to throw the parade when you've been telling me for weeks that this plan of watching these two kids and figuring out the what you have with your young players is important. Now, today, we're having King Cohen, and he would have come in full uniform, and I'm supposed to be jealous as a Yankee
fan?
Well,
jealousy is the absolute.
This is what I'm talking about. It's the bare minimum they should have done to give this team an opportunity.
I do agree
with that. So I'm not going to go crazy that Steve Cohen had this unbelievable pivot to somehow change the narrative of the franchise. When the narrative was dumb from the beginning, and when it was dumb, the fans were telling me, no, it's not dumb. It makes a ton of sense. Now, today, it's, oh, thank God they pivoted. That's my point.
So, Chris, your kids need sneakers. You're walking by. Well, I mean, people don't really shop this way anymore, but like the old days, you walk by the store window, Daddy, I love those Jordans, right? Daddy, I love those whatevers. And they're $120. I can't afford it, but it's a little tight, or you didn't do well in school, you got to earn it, whatever the reason, you don't get them. And then, I don't know, a month and a half later, you get them for $70.
Right.
Daddy do okay?
Oh, Daddy did great.
Okay, that's what just happened with the Mets.
Yeah, I understand that.
Now, I'm not saying that he's Air Jordans, but
I understand
he's certainly
that.
Not, you know, kids
but, you know,
with holes
if
in them, and he got them cheap.
Yeah, but if I went out and had these two little sneakers I made with my own hands, and I cobbled them myself, and I was ready to say, hey, kids, we're going to find out whether I can make shoes or not, then it's not such a great deal when I suddenly go buy the Jordans.
Unless the shoes that you made proved to be awful, and you knew you had a pivot.
He hasn't even worn them yet, BT. There are many things you can take me on. I just gave you an in with the Yankee homer. There's many things you could take me on.
Okay.
You cannot take me on my analogies, okay? You're going to lose the analogy fight because I am terrific at it. Now, I'm just saying...
First of all, I won't lose any fight.
Yes, you will.
One.
You will lose the analogy fight.
That's number one.
Yes, you will.
I certainly won't lose it on my show.
I turned that shoe argument right on your head. I used the word cobble and everything.
How about we do an analogy test here? Honestly, last time you sang for us, we'll do an analogy test.
I'm only joking. The last time I was in with Sal, I gave a couple analogies, and he said, you're just like BT. He loves them, too.
Is that what he said? Did he say who's better, though?
No, that's why I was ready to pick a fight.
Gotcha. All right, so listen.
But yes, no, I understand. Again, I want to make sure I'm clear.
Oh, I know that you know that JD can hit.
It vastly improves their team. They've been doing it forever. But just don't tell me. This isn't a pivot. This is a deviation, and it's a welcome deviation. Mm-hmm. But I'm wondering, like you are, why is the great Steve Cohen the great Steve Cohen? Why is Sal deciding to call up and call him the king?
Because he's out of his mind that he's desperate. That's why.
I mean, what has he done? What bothers me is the Met fans will tell me I'm jealous or whatever. They got Juan Soto. You got JD Martinez. And I'm jealous. But, like, the point is, like, nothing, if he doesn't spend money and he doesn't make moves and he trusts the youth, well, that's a great plan and that's a leader and that's what you have to be when you own a team. You didn't become a billionaire by making bad deals. It's a smart move. Then he goes out and he gets the DH and totally throws that plan out the window. Brilliant. He pivoted. He did exactly what the team has to do. I'm just wondering which way I should focus as the Met fan. And thankfully, for the first time all spring, I can focus on this season.
That's the encouraging stuff. I think you focus on a few more wins. That's why Met fans, I got you back today. You should be fired up. You really should be. All right, BT and Sal back on the fan. 877-337-6666 is the number. Get to Otani later. C-Mac in for Sal, who called it and blared the Cohen trumpets.
Yes, he did.
He did. Listen, Met fans, you should definitely be fired up. I want to say this before we get back to the phones, and I want C-Mac to briefly reset why he does not agree with the way I see it. So, going into the season, I thought it was just wildly irresponsible to have no DH, to have no third baseman, when you have Alonso in a walk year, and you've got to at least be competitive, I would think, to entice him to stay. Lindor, we always say Cole, Judge, X amount of prime years, you better maximize. Well, Lindor's at his prime as well. So is Brandon Nimmo. So is Jeff McNeil, guys who have contracts who aren't young. So for the Mets not to at least give themselves a puncher's chance to be highly competitive, I thought was really, really weak. Now, we've used the word pivot. We've used the word deviation in terms of how the Mets have changed their plan here. Chris, yeah. I don't really care what word you use, I use, they use. Right. What I'm seeing is a team that read the situation, didn't like what they saw, got a stud hitter, 75 cents on the dollar.
Yep.
Smart.
Yeah, now listen, me and you don't disagree all that much, except I'm not ready to praise them for it because I agree with you. I thought it was a short-sighted idea from the very beginning. The idea that when you have Steve Cohen as your owner, whether we call him whatever, adjective we want to put in front of him, or like, to me, when you have Steve Cohen, you don't when you get a rich owner like that and you join the ranks of the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Red Sox, at least previously the Red Sox, you don't lose your own guys and you don't punt on seasons. To me, those are two at the bare minimum. There's building up the farm system. There's doing things. And then there's just foregoing a year because of where you are money-wise and because of the circumstance of a new GM and all this stuff. And they sold the fan base on it, and I never bought it. So today, I agree. This was a great move for the Mets. There's actual juice to the season. I don't think they should stop here. I think they should go get another 75 cents on the dollar player in Jordan Montgomery. Go get another pitcher to this rotation that you desperately need and go compete this year while you're building the plan. And Montgomery helps next year's plan as well. Mm-hmm. I'm all about this season. So we don't disagree on that. My point is, I'm not going to applaud the Mets today because they didn't finally see something. Vientos didn't suddenly stop being what they thought he was. This is, they got something on the dollar, so I guess it made some sense, and they're finally doing the right thing. I'm not going to applaud them all day for doing the obvious right thing.
Okay, let's get to you guys. Met fans, you should be fired up. I know that you are. Richie's in Queens. What's happening, Rich? BT and Sal, what
up,
Rich?
Hey, C-Mac, how are you? We spoke the other night real quick.
What's up, Richie? Yes.
Yeah, we talked about Snell, and we said at that point, all in, go past the luxury tax, man, get them. This is a year now, 100% they have to win. Mm-hmm. Shocked that my team got them, but that would have been a big plus for you. You know, this is addressed to you guys, but it's also addressed to Sal. And you know, BT, I called the show. I called 3 weeks ago, spoke to him, and I said about getting him. And his point was, what's the point? Why do you win another four or five games? You know you're not going to win the division. You know you can't win a World Series. My point was, put people in the seats. Give people hope. Be another Arizona. Be another Texas like they were last year.
Bingo.
When they were 101 to win a World Series. So the point is, yes, are they good enough at this point? I think they need, and T-Mac, totally agree. Montgomery, this year, next year is a great piece. But this is why you play the game. You don't punt. You win, you try to win this particular year, and you get, it's a crapshoot when you get to the playoffs. So Sal being screaming, I had the call when I heard that.
Well,
he is so 100% against what his feeling was 3 weeks ago.
Richie changed his mind. Yeah, I never used the word punt. Thanks for the call, bud. I always use the word assess or assessing. You know, punting like tanking, I think, has been in the NFL, has been hijacked by a lot of fans here. I think the Mets were just assessing what they had. Yeah. Now, you and Chris, you pushed back and said, well, how much did you learn over 3 or 4 weeks down in Port St. Lucie when you haven't played meaningful games? I get that, but I just think it's a continuation of the evaluation a year ago. Strikes out a ton. He's got a little pop. Doesn't run, though. Has no position. And I think that they were really hoping to be wowed early. They weren't. And then obviously the numbers coincide with Martinez's contract, and they pounced opportunistically. The other thing, though, Chris, that this does, if it all works out, and let's face it, Nimmo, Lindor, actually, you know what? You can go Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Alonso, Martinez, McNeil, Alvarez. I mean, this lengthens it. The other thing that this does for the Mets is because they should theoretically be in wild card contention. They could go and make a move in July and pounce on somebody who's the difference maker on a trade.
I guess you don't think
Cone would do that? Let's see, I do.
Well, then what's then?
But somebody's got to be available before you go get them.
But now I'm getting frustrated because now what's the plan? Now the plan's to trade assets.
The plan's to win.
Bingo, and it's never felt like that. And so today, yeah, finally, great. It should be to win. So now they're going to trade assets at the deadline? What's the plan? And great. The Steve Cohen, the number finally came down enough where it made sense. They should have been out there trying to win this whole time. Not, if we get the bargain, maybe I'll consider trying to win this year. And then we'll trade at the deadline. And if you're willing to trade assets and willing to trade minor leaguers, which you told me are the lifeblood of the organization that you have to assess, now you're willing to trade them for pieces to win this year. Well, why not go spend money and keep the assets? That's what you did when you went out and when you traded away Verlander and Scherzer.
I was going to say
you paid money for assets.
Maybe you're going to do
it the other way around.
No, maybe they do it the
one
same
year?
Way. Maybe they do it the same way again. They take on somebody's exorbitant contract because they could, and they don't have to give up a lot to get the guy.
Okay, I mean that's plausible if they take on tons of money and don't give up big time assets. But I just don't like the idea. This is why the plan never made sense. And for me, I guess this is the overall point. Today, I'm not going to celebrate J.D. Martinez. I'm going to celebrate the absolute crumbling of a nonsensical plan. Because no matter how you look at it, all your counterpoints point back to the idea that the plan never worked. Like, now they're in a position to trade assets. Well, how does that help the plan?
Let me ask you a question,
building
though, Chris.
The organization?
I do hear you. We see it differently, but I hear you. I hear you. But wouldn't you rather have this discussion now in late-ish March and have the ability to do something about it, which they just did, rather than sitting here, you know, you on the overnight, you filling in for Sal in late August when the Mets are 19 games out and dead?
Right.
At least they are preemptively doing something now.
Right.
To save the season. Now, it doesn't match your timeline, but if he's in there opening day or the first week of the season, what the hell's the difference?
Nope.
If the Mets got him in December or last night?
No, you're right. It's just other than it should have been the thought process this whole time. They had other avenues. J.D. Martinez wasn't the only guy. Today, he was the guy who fell into their laps. There was other guys who made more sense, who played positions, who gave them more flexibility, who helped adapt into the plan, who had value going forward that could play into their winning window of future. Like, this was just, we had a plan, we want to stick to this youth, then suddenly a number that was palatable on a player that's not perfect, that nobody else wants, that fell down to this number, suddenly, okay, now I guess we'll give you the crumb. I like the crumb. I'll eat the crumb all day. It helps them overall. But if they had this mindset the entire offseason, who knows what the possibilities were.
Okay, all right. Listen, there you go. A lot of stuff to think about. All right, BT and Sal on this Friday. It's 10:45 on The Fan. We'll get back to your calls here about J.D. Martinez, a little muscle behind Pete Alonso. This Mets team is obviously better, and it's all good. Here's the lineup. Mets and the Yanks, by the way, played each other today, and coming up on The Fan, we will have it. So I think the Mets are messing around with some stuff. Let me give you the Yankees first, because this very well might be opening day. Tell me what you think.
Yep.
Torres 1, Soto 2, Judge 3, Rizzo 4, Stanton 5, Volpe 6, Grisham, Trevino.
I mean, it's not opening day because Verdugo's not
outside
in there.
Outside of Verdugo.
Yes, outside of Verdugo. And when Verdugo's in there, Volpe won't hit where he's hitting today. He'd be further down the lineup. But yes, I think other than that one swap, that very well could be the top of the order for sure through Stanton. Absolutely.
Now, DJ very well might be okay. But if, let's say, he's out for a little bit, I mean,
I think it's likely. I do. I think he's out. Yeah, I think it's likely he misses the first week of the season.
I would agree with that.
And we'll see him home opener. We'll see him for the home opener.
Yeah, I mean, but are you more of a Torres guy top there? Or are you more of a Verdugo guy? Can you mess around with Verdugo?
You see, now,
I got some options. Would you put Volpe back once?
Not yet. No.
I agree with that.
I would not do it now. Yep. I'm open to it. We talked about this last time I was on with you. That's something where at the end of the year, I would love to see that be the final. If he's going to hit the way he's hitting spring, I would love that to be the final lineup for the New York Yankees. But, you know, I'm open to Verdugo. I mean, if you look at his numbers, his on base isn't great, but he puts the ball in play.
A lot of doubles.
He sees a lot of pitches.
Yep.
I wouldn't be opposed to even a platoon where, you know, that would end up being mostly Verdugo with the right-handed pitcher, but you put a platoon where Verdugo is at the top of the order against righties and Torres with lefties. But if it's a short-term thing, I think I actually like Torres better at the top of the order than I do Verdugo. I do. I think he's really finally adapted that two-strike approach that he came up with and got away from over the last year and a half. He's really been much better than that. With that. He doesn't strike out a lot. He puts the ball in play. I like Glaber at the top.
All right, by the way, if you guys missed anything, start of the show, free Odyssey app, just go back, give it a rewind, and jump back into where we were.
Go back and yell at me.
Let's get back to you. Howard's in Brick, New Jersey. Howie, what's going on, Hal?
Hey, guys, how you doing? First time, long time.
What's up, Howard?
What's going on? Listen, I just want to preface this by saying I'm a Yankees fan, but I'm not upset that we didn't get J.D. Martinez or jealous. I mean, I think that guy's crazy. But anyway, what I wanted to say is, in today's baseball, with these guys with the obliques and the hangnails and tripping, getting off the bus, I mean, having J.D. Martinez on that contract is really no big deal. And I don't think it's going to affect the long term for Vientos.
It's not.
Well, he'll get it to bat.
It might be. He's not going to play that much.
I think he'll play a lot more because, again, these guys get hurt all the time.
No.
They're going to be out.
Yeah, I understand that. And it might hurt Vientos, I mean, this year. I mean, there's a real shot he doesn't make the roster. Now, there's a real shot he's not on the team to start the year. Like, I agree with you.
He stinks. He stinks.
I understand that, and I've been championing that same point. And I love the move, and it makes them better. But now, I mean, I can't be okay with the idea that he was part of the future yesterday, and today, because J.D. Martinez's number finally came down, now Vientos stinks. Like, I just can't wrap my mind around that. But I agree. He does stink, and this helps the team so much, and there should be so much more enthusiasm around the team. But today I celebrate, instead of celebrating J.D. Martinez and the Mets front office and the shrewd move they made and the great pivot, today I celebrate the collapse of the dopey plan. And that's where I am.
Let me go through. So I'm going to put, I don't know if he starts here, but I'm going to put him here now. Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Pete, J.D.
Mm-hmm.
Alvarez,
mm-hmm.
McNeil, and then from there you kind of plug in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You could go, obviously, Nimmo, Lindor, and just bump, or even Nimmo, McNeil, Lindor 3, whatever, and bump Marte down. But if you go Nimmo, Marte, Lindor, Pete, Martinez, Alvarez, and McNeil, top 12 offense could it be?
I mean, maybe. It's a very good top of the order, and it has key things. Like, in it. If McNeil's last year's McNeil, it's not nearly as good as it sounds.
Yep.
Alvarez, I fully expect him to be a star, but he becomes that extra piece to make them great there. And then, I mean, but yes, as long as Pete and Lindor and then J.D. Martinez gives you a glimpse of what he gave you last year, he doesn't have to be that 30-100 player he was last year. He can even be a little bit of a decline.
20-80?
Yeah. If he gives you 20-80 and hits 260, I mean, that's phenomenal what you could get from the DH. So, yes, this dramatically helps the offense. It dramatically helps the team.
All right, let's get back to the phones here. Glenn's in Ocean Township, New Jersey. What's happening, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
All right, Glenn, what's going on?
Well, I just want to tell you guys, C-Mac, your perspective on this is all wrong. Mm-hmm. All wrong.
Okay.
First of all, I think you're really enjoying raining on Met fans' parade.
I'm not trying to rain on Met fans' parade. I'm saying you've been throwing parades this whole time. Why is today different? Well, we've been throwing the planned parade.
I'll tell you why, and I'll tell you why it is King Cohen. Because you're making this as though building a team is black and white, and it's not. It's all shades of gray.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're condemning the plan, like, just because, like, it's not an issue that the guy came down in price and Cohen was willing to pivot. That's the whole point. That's the whole point. Yeah, they had Vientos, and they were willing to go with Vientos until there was another option. And J.D. Martinez is an excellent option at $4.5 million for the year.
He is.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with making that kind of a move any more than there was when they pivoted away from Scherzer and Verlander and got minor leaguers by paying their contracts off. That's why it's King Cohen, because he's a great businessman who knows what to
and
do
here we go.
When a plan doesn't work.
When did the plan not work? Last year, I agree with you. He pivoted and gave away Scherzer and Verlander and got back assets. That's a superpower that not many owners have. I totally agree. If you want to call him King for that, fine. But my point is that just because the number lowered, like suddenly now we're looking at winning. Like I have a real problem with how they handled this whole offseason. Like, I'm sorry. The idea that now they're like, you would have been great. Like, that's the call that I don't understand from Met fans. And I'm not trying to rain on Met fans' parade. I'm trying to open you to the realization of what a great day is today. And it should have been that way the whole time. Like, you were looking at this if they didn't.
Boy, you got a funny way of bringing them into the optimistic side of the room.
Well, here's the thing, because if he doesn't sign J.D. Martinez, it was the right thing to do. If he signs J.D. Martinez, it's the right thing to do. It's always the right thing to do. There's never a problem with anything he does. Sal just said, and I heard Sal on the show a bunch of times, hey, listen, we don't need him. He clogs up the DH. Now today, it's a great move. Like, I don't understand what we are looking at necessarily. Today is a great move, and it should be a day that we should celebrate or whatever. But, like, the idea that he's a brilliant businessman and that suddenly everything is right with the plan, no. They scrapped what they wanted to do, and rightfully so.
Listen, we have some fun with the Cohen stuff. Cohen is not, I know he's the owner versus the GM. It's not the same, clearly, but is it really that different from Joe Douglas? I mean, Joe Douglas is just garnering praise from every pocket of Jet fans, and he's done nothing in terms of tangible winning, 27-56. As the GM of the New York Jets, yeah, obviously some great picks, but in totality, zip. And outside of one winning season, since he took over the team in terms of ownership, Steve Cohen has done nothing tangible. Now, and Sal and I get into this all the time, the infrastructure, the minor leagues, updating some of the medical things, the facilities, that's all important, but that is not pushing the Mets past the Yankees and the Dodgers and the teams that spend and have forward thinkers and are really laced into the technology and the deeper, newer, you know, nuances of the game. It's merely getting them up to speed.
Mm-hmm.
So I hear the Cohen stuff. And I like Steve, and I like that he owns the Mets, and I love this move. But, like, the fluctuations and the way this guy's perceived, it's asinine.
Well, I mean, I agree with you, but the difference with Joe Douglas is, Joe Douglas, at least, the minute they got Aaron Rodgers, there is a clear cut what they're doing. It's all in. It's all in to win right now. It's foregoing the future. It's signing players with short-term and injury-prone natures. It's not drafting a quarterback in this draft. It's not building towards the future. It's we are winning with Aaron Rodgers. The Mets have now, we're going to try and win. Okay, we had one lousy year, even after winning 101 games the year before.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a lousy year, so we're going to fire our manager. We're going to trade away assets and bring in extra money. And pay extra money to bring in more assets. We're going to start this year, and we're not going to really focus on it. We're going to pick up 1 year, hope everything works out, former all-stars in our rotation. And that's what we'll do. And, you know, we'll go with Vientos and Beatty, and that's the plan. And now, finally, they did something that pivoted towards, to use your word, this year mattering. And I am, I'm thrilled with it, but the adoration thrown, and I knew coming in, part of this was I knew we were going to get Sal and the King Cohen. Like, I just, I find it obnoxious sometimes that we garner the praise for this guy when this should have been the thought process all year.
Well,
all off season should have been figuring out a way to build up the farm system while also giving more at bats and more guys in the rotation to help this year. Like, Senga goes down, they do nothing.
I know. No, I got that. But stick with Vientos, unless you just think Vientos is a stiff. I mean, they're allowed to change their minds, Chris. And here's the other thing, too.
Not on spring training, they're not.
Sure they can. It's their team. Do whatever you want. They watch him more than we do, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I think he stinks anyway, so they just basically confirmed it. Here's the thing, though. I wish that Joe Douglas would have had an abrupt shift in philosophy a year ago. Like the Mets just did, because the Mets are telling you, we thought this, what we thought was wrong, boom, we're going to pivot and we're going to do something that can make us better.
Right.
If the Jets would have pivoted from their thought on Zach Wilson,
the
Jets would have been a playoff team. They had a plan. They never deviated from it. Season sucked.
Yep.
I wish they would have pulled the Cohen Stearns mid last year
and
get a backup.
No, they should have. They absolutely should have.
But then that's contradictory.
Well, it's not.
If you're saying they should have, then how could you get on the Mets for changing their plan
now? The one thing Joe Douglas didn't do was give that team a legitimate backup. But again, do we know, like, Joe Douglas is the reason they didn't get a go backup quarterback? Like, we don't know everything that's gone on inside that organization. But but I agree with you. They should have pivoted once he went down. If Vientos comes out and has a miserable April, May, now there's a reason to pivot.
What if Vientos gets hurt? What if somebody signs him tomorrow?
No, I understand
that. You can't take that risk.
No, well, but they told me they were willing to take that risk.
Boy, I can't. Here's a note to myself. Don't ever tell Chris anything, because he will never let you forget what you told him. You're not allowed to change your mind with this guy.
I'm curious why they changed it now.
I got you.
It's a great move. I totally agree. I'm curious why the love fest that comes with it. This should all be finally, this stinking team finally did something for this year instead of woohoo.
Yeah, the trumpets.
Cohen's back. Like, it's a little obnoxious.
All right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.